Ayad Akhtar's Pulitzer Prize-winning play is a rare one because it deals with being Muslim in America. Disgraced gives us characters who say things people generally will not utter in mixed company, and there's plenty of mix here. A successful Muslim American lawyer who rejects his religion, his WASP artist wife, and two colleagues, a Jewish man and his African American wife. If this sounds loaded, it is. But because each character in this highly contrived group feels real, Disgraced works. Sometimes explosively. Here, at dinner, the Muslim American lawyer has just horrified everyone else at the table by admitting to a pang of pride at the 9/11 attack.
You can't help but feel just a little bit of pride. Pride? Yeah, pride. Did you feel pride on September 11th? If I'm honest, yes.
There's a plot to all this, not just political and religious-based argument. Amir, the lawyer, has a nephew, a Pakistani transplant who's become more and more disaffected in America and who convinces his uncle to appear in court in support of an imam who's been arrested. That's when things begin to unwind for Amir. The convincing actor Pej Vedat plays Amir, and Manette McGrath is his wife. Her Jewish curator, you heard him in that discussion, is Ben Graney, and all are excellent, along with Aimee Donnichelli and Anthony Mustafa Adair. The Philadelphia Theater Company production of Disgraced is bound to be one of the most talked about this season because of its flashpoints. On Broadway last fall, the play had a funnier edge. Here, it highlights questions for all of us with a heightened intensity. How do we identify who we are and who we're not? And what happens when we're wrong? Disgraced runs at the Suzanne Roberts Theater through November 8th. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.